Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title at MPT.
Yeah, it's Robert Ferrier, and I'm the series producer for Maryland Farm and Harvest.
And we wanted to talk because, A, I enjoy watching Maryland Farm and Harvest. It's been, you know, pops on, cycles on our TV in our house all the time. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, you guys are marking the 10th anniversary of the show. Hard to believe, but congrats. It'll be airing Tuesday night, March 7th at 7 p.m. on Maryland Public Television. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Bob.
Jason, thank you for having me. Actually, it's quite an honor. It's awesome.
Well, the honor is all ours to talk to you. So, first of all, congrats on the 10th anniversary. I want to go into the show, in a minute. But can you believe it's been 10 years? I mean, I know when you plug away on a show like this, it kind of has a cumulative effect and adds up and sneaks up on you. And suddenly you go, oh, my gosh, it's been 10 years.
I know. It's actually quite amazing. You know, I have not been a part of the series for the entire decade. And that's what this episode, the special episode on Tuesday, is about. It really is about paying tribute to not only the farmers and our farming community, but to the folks here at MPT who have brought this series to viewers over the past decade. You know, we bring in some past series producers, and just kind of have a, you know, stroll down memory lane. You know, we talk about their favorite moments throughout the 10 years. Obviously our host, Joanne Clendenning, is just such a wonderful spirit, and she has quite a following in our state and through the show. And, you know, viewers love her. And so it's really fun to sort of, you know, have the host, Joanne, of course, Al Spohler, who can forget Al Spohler, and our show, you know, the past show producers, kind of get together, talk about their favorite moments, little anecdotal stories, you know, funny things, funny moments, and some of the beautiful, you know, farms that we visited. And also we talk about the generosity of these farmers. I mean, you know, what's really special about this episode, or actually about this series, is that, you know, we really appreciate how farmers have allowed us into their lives and allowed us to tell their stories. And, you know, I think what's really amazing about the series is that people just have come away with a better appreciation of where their food comes from, you know, because, you know, I think that's, if anything, if this series does anything at all, it's to make people aware of where their food comes from. You know, when they drive past those, you know, bucolic farm fields, you know, amber waves of green, if you will, a lot of people have no idea what kind of goes on the other side of that field, right? So this show allows people to get a glimpse, pull back the curtain on the world of agriculture, and let people in on these hardworking people. Oh my gosh. You know, honestly, Jason, I produce this series. I'm a television producer. I could never be a farmer. Are you kidding me? They are the hardest working people, dedicated, just, you know, 24/7, 365 days a year. They never stop because the work doesn't stop. And so I just have mad respect for these folks, and anything I can do to turn a spotlight on them and allow them to, you know, allow their stories out there so folks can better understand what their lives are like. It's just an honor for me to do that.
Oh, so well said. I mean, they're up at the crack of dawn before the sun's up, really, and work hard physical labor all day long with animals and plants and giant farm equipment. And then they're out, the sun's going down, and then they get up and do it all over again. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
So I know you said you weren't there at the beginning of all of it. You know, you joined the show in more recent years, but I'm sure they at least relay it in the episode. I mean, take me into the idea of like how it was founded in the very beginning. Do you have any tidbits on, you know, when MPT got together and said, you know, we really should highlight the farmers? Like anything good on like the origin story of the show?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Actually, we talked to the show's creator, Michael English, and what you know, the Maryland Department of Agriculture came to MPT and said, you know, like 10 years ago and said, hey, listen, you know, is this possible? Can we actually do a series about agriculture? And, you know, Mike was like, yeah, absolutely, we can do that. And, you know, in the beginning, you know, no one really knew how the show would go. You know, the first year, you know, people are like, really, you know, what's people are going to find, you know, corn growing interesting. But, you know, I think the show's creator and, of course, those early producers in that first year, they realized that it's not about the crops, although that is what it what, you know, is the reason why farmers exist, the crops and the livestock. But it's about the lives. It's about telling stories about the people who are doing this. And I think that's what resonated with viewers. And so that first season, they really didn't know if it was going to be successful. But boy, it took off. And it just developed the following. And so from that year and then year after that and year after that, we have just grown in popularity. And honestly, we are one of the one of the highest rated series on Maryland Public Television, right there neck and neck with Outdoors Maryland on a, you know, week after week. But in this short 10 years, and of course I say it's short, but in the life of a television series, it's actually quite long, that we have developed quite a following. We, the viewers really love the show. They love the content. We have a really wonderful social media following as well. So we're tickled that we're able to reach as many folks.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good soundbite on the viewership and stuff like that. Let's pivot into like this next question. Imagine like we're looking at a map, you know, geographically, what all counties have you covered? And how many counties have you or how many segments have you done on some of the counties, you know, in the immediate DC area, too?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I mean, Maryland has 23 counties and we love to spread out. Spread the stories out throughout the state. I think it's really important to give the viewer a cross section of the state, you know, because agriculture out in Western Maryland is very different from, you know, along the shore, on the Eastern Shore. So, yeah, we definitely want to tell the stories of all these different farms and the locations, the different, you know, geography that farmers have to deal with. But out of that, it's hard to actually think about. It's, you know, we've done over 10 years, if you think about it, 13 episodes per year, looking at about 130 different episodes, right? And we've covered almost 400 different locations throughout our state. You know, I mean, if you wanted to break it down, it's gotten, you know, we sort of have done that, you know, about 118 stories on the Eastern Shore and, you know, over 50 stories in Western Maryland, same amount in Southern Maryland. Central Maryland is probably our breadbasket, if you will, Baltimore, Carroll, Harford, Howard, Montgomery. We've done almost 150 stories there. And of course, we can't discount Baltimore City. We, you know, there's urban farms that take place in Baltimore City. So we try to cover as many different, you know, counties in the state as we can and geographic locations, topography, you know, farming, challenges, you know, the different soils. I mean, if you think about it, it's actually quite interesting to think about the different, what crops grow better in sandy soil versus rocky soil, right? I mean, so it's all kinds of different things to go into it. You know, where orchards grow better, you know, that sort of thing. And so, so yeah, it's actually quite fun.
Oh, I love it. And just since we're a DC station, I'd like to just do one more little follow up question on because I see in the press release that you've done 14 segments in Prince George's County and 21 in Montgomery County. I can't use that if I say the soundbite. So could I just have you say something about, you know, those 14 segments in PG County and 21 in Montgomery County, since that's like right where our station's located?
Well, you know, we are the Baltimore, Washington corridor, right? So we're always looking for stories either, you know, surrounding the Baltimore Beltway or the DC Beltway. And obviously around the DC Beltway, we have Prince George's County. We've done 14 different stories in Prince George's County. Montgomery County, obviously a larger county. We've done 21 stories in Montgomery County. So it's really interesting when the viewer is able to sort of go, hey, you know what? That's my backyard. I know that farm. I drive by that farm every day. And so it's really cool to be able to, you know, showcase these farms, and some of them aren't in the rural sections of Maryland. I mean, some of these are more, you know, tucked in only minutes away from the capital, right? The DC capital, you know, And so it's really cool to be able to tell these stories where people are in one regard, like going, wow, this is, that's just right down the street. I pass that every day. So we try to spread it out.
Oh yeah. Well, that happens a lot here in our house because I was born in, well, I'm talking to you from Frederick, the great city of Frederick, Maryland. So, and I grew up right in Frederick County, right on the border of Carroll County. My wife grew up in Carroll County, big 4-H girl growing up. So like, could you give a shout out to this whole Frederick County, Carroll County area? Tons of farms up here.
Oh, you know what? That's true. And we kind of call it, obviously, it's like sort of the breadbasket of the area. I mean, you know, Washington County, Frederick County, Carroll County. My gosh, you can't throw a stone and not hit a farm. I mean, it's like just a wonderful location for us to be able to tell these stories. And this season alone, we've told some amazing stories in all of those counties. And you know, also the Eastern Shore. The Eastern Shore is a really interesting county. It's like, it's a whole different world, right? You're looking at flatlands. And what I found was really interesting, Jason, is that, you know, these different counties offer farmers, you know, a different way of farming. You know, think about the Eastern Shore, for instance, you know, big, flat, vast farmland. So obviously it's great for large commodity crops like wheat and corn, you know, soybean crops, where large equipment, large combines can go in there and just, you know, harvest large swaths of land, you know, as opposed to say, like, you know, more of the mountainous areas like Frederick and Washington County, where they're dealing with more rolling topography and, you know, rocks closer to the surface, right? So it's a real interesting challenge for farmers to try and figure out what's best for their county, what works best, what crops are better grown in these different areas. So actually, you know, that's what makes it really fascinating. It's like, what I love about the series is that we are entertaining people and we're educating people. But the thing of it is, people don't kind of realize they're being educated. They're just being entertained, but yet they come away going, wow, I didn't know that. That was pretty cool. You know, and so that's what's really fun about the series is that we get to, you know, tell people a little bit more about the farming in their state, but in an entertaining way that they just, you know, they've embraced.
Awesome. Well, it's a great show. And before we run, we just covered a ton of like, you know, just overview stuff of right. The wide range you of everything you cover and a lot of the history of the show, all that stuff. But before we run, let's bring it full circle back to Tuesday night's episode. You mentioned that, you know, there's going to be some cool anecdotes and funny stories from over the years. Are you able to share a couple, one or two or something that funny stories or local segments that we're going to see tonight?
Well, the episode that's going to air tonight is obviously the 10th anniversary special. And what we've been doing this 10th anniversary season is sort of celebrating the 10 years of the making of Maryland Farm and Harvest. And so this season finale that airs tonight is sort of a tribute to those 10 years and the producers and the farmers who have come together to make this series possible. So what we have done is we've asked some of these past producers and of course the show host Joanne and Al to tell us some funny stories, some favorite moments, some special things that they've done. And you know, we talk about all kinds of things. It's like one of the producers, Stephanie, talks about, you know, giving the viewers a glimpse on the Mennonite community, you know, that community of farmers who really don't allow cameras in, but they trusted us and they trusted us to tell their story in a way that wasn't going to compromise their integrity or their beliefs. We have funny stories where, you know, Sarah, one of the series producers, talks about, you know, how, you know, they wanted to do a Thanksgiving special and the turkey didn't arrive and they had to, you know, use a frozen turkey. And so fun things like that. Of course, the viewer will never know the difference. And then, of course, Al Spoler recounts the time when he had a close encounter with an animal, with a kangaroo who basically packed quite a wallop. And so, but it's quite funny. You know, no kangaroos were injured in the making of the story, but it was actually quite funny. And it's so funny to hear Al tell it. So that's the kind of things we do. We sort of like think about these favorite moments and then just come together and just celebrate the 10 years, celebrate Maryland agriculture and the farmers who made it all possible.
I love it. Well, it's going to be exciting. Everyone tune in to Maryland Public Television tonight for Maryland Farm and Harvest as it marks its 10th anniversary with a special episode at 7 p.m. And then, of course, I assume that even if somehow they miss it or if they want to watch it again, it's going to be streaming online afterwards, right? There's like you can sort of watch it on demand afterwards too, right?
Absolutely. Yep. All our episodes are available at mpt.org/farm. And you can watch previous episodes, you can watch current episodes, you can actually get resources and recipes and lots of information available to the viewer.
Great. And real quick, how many total episodes? You might have said it earlier, but how many total episodes is this? Like what is this episode number?
Well, you know, technically, I think it's like 127. Over the 10 years, we produced nearly 130 episodes. And sometimes we'd have 3-4 different stories within an episode. So together over that decade, we're looking at over 400 different stories that we're telling. And that's a lot of farms, a lot of stories, and a lot of fun. Believe it or not, as small a state as Maryland is, we have over 12,000 farms. You wouldn't really think that, but you know, that's the case. I mean, agriculture is a huge business in the state of Maryland. So, you know, while you think, gosh, could we ever run out of stories? I don't think so. We have, with 12,000 farms in the state of Maryland, we have plenty of stories to tell. So we're looking forward to season 11 and beyond.
Right. Yes. So yes, here's to another 10 years at least. Keep it going. Hopefully many more 10-year anniversaries to come. All right.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for a great show, and everyone check it out on Tuesday night. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. It's been a pleasure.